Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 15th. You'll be interested to know, 157 years ago, today in 1852, Jan Matzelliger, in the industrious city of Lynn, Massachusetts, invented the shoelacing machine, a wondrous device that transformed the making of footwear and celebrated human ingenuity. This invention, a triumph of mechanical design, enabled shoes to be produced more swiftly, affordably, and with greater precision, uplifting workers and wearers alike, and marking a milestone in industrial progress. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 65 degrees with 4-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:50 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 74 and a light northeast breeze around 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 56 and a gentle south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 6, with a low tide at noon. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, with a high near 74 and a light northeast wind. Tuesday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 56 and a south wind. Wednesday brings more mostly sunny weather, with a high near 76 and a south wind. Wednesday night has a chance of rain showers after 10 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 59. Thursday carries a chance of rain showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 77 along with a south wind. The Thursday night features a slight chance of rain showers before 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 62. Friday looks sunny with a high near 81 and a west wind. Friday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 57 and a north wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a significant development, a Boston police officer who testified in the retrial of Karen Reed has resigned, effective September 1st, according to the department. Officer Kelly Devers' resignation comes after a period on leave, which was confirmed by a Boston police spokesman in July. Dever was previously a Canton police officer when Boston police officer John O'Keefe was found fatally injured in January 2022. During her testimony, she expressed confusion about her presence in court, stating, "I have no idea why I'm here. I have no connection to this case." After the retrial, defense attorney Alan Jackson raised concerns about Dever's credibility and reliability as a law enforcement officer, but the department has not confirmed any connection between her resignation and the case. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Falcons smoked the Vikings 22-6. Penix Jr. was 13 for 21, with 135 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. J.J. McCarthy was 11 for 21, with 158 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have a doubleheader with Bucks at Texans starting at 7 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. Then Chargers at Raiders with kickoff at 10 Eastern on ESPN. Houston is favored by 2.5, and the Chargers are favored by 3.5. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-4. Opening scoring included a 6-run first inning with homers by Narvaez, Judge, and Cavallaro. Garcia earned the win with 6 scoreless innings, striking out 8. Chapman recorded the save. The Sox finished with 12 hits, 0 errors, and left 6 runners on base. The Red Sox record improves to 82-68. Tomorrow night, the Sox clash with the Athletics at Fenway Park for Game 1 of a 3-game series. The Boston pitcher has yet to be determined faces Jeffrey Springs, who is 10-11 with a 4.28 earned run average. First pitch is set for 6:45. Expect clear skies with a mild temperature of 68. And yesterday afternoon, down in Miami, the Pats finally beat the Fish, 33-27. Drake May was 19 for 23, with 230 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Tagovailoa was 26 for 32, with 315 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Gibson's 90-yard kickoff return helped propel Vrabel to his first career win as the Pats' head coach. Next Sunday afternoon, they take on Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers at Gillette on CBS. Kickoff is at 1, with Pittsburgh's looking like the early favorites. In top news, the American diet is filled with ultra-processed foods, including frozen pizza, deli meat, and energy drinks, making up about 55% of daily caloric intake. Nutrition researchers emphasize the need to cut back, as these foods are linked to serious health risks like obesity and type 2 diabetes. Some ultra-processed foods can be healthier, such as whole grain breads and low-sugar yogurts. Experts recommend targeting sugary drinks and processed meats first, as they pose the greatest health threats. Overall, being mindful of ingredients and choosing less processed options can make a significant difference. In business news, the corporate saga behind Jeep's downfall reveals a mismanaged iconic brand caught between a profit-obsessed CEO and a billionaire dynasty before facing challenges from trade wars. In a multi-million-dollar Super Bowl advertisement, Harrison Ford promoted Jeep's rugged vehicles, emphasizing freedom. However, Stellantis, the company behind Jeep, struggled with collapsing sales and mismanagement. John Elkann, the chairman, replaced the previous CEO, Carlos Tavares, after significant strategic failures. Amidst rising competition and tariffs, Elkann promoted Antonio Filosa to CEO, aiming to revitalize Jeep's market share and navigate an uncertain future, while seeking new investments in technology and innovation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at about $115,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $4,600. And XRP is unchanged at $3.04. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is set to release iOS 26, iPad OS 26, Watch OS 26 and Mac OS Tavo to the public today. The company typically launches new iOS builds around 10 a.m. Pacific time, so expect the update then. With these updates, Apple aims for a unified design language across all platforms. Alan Dye, Apple's Vice President of Human Interface Design, stated, "This unified design language creates a more harmonious experience. Ensure you have over 20 gigabytes of free storage before installing. Not all devices will get the updates, so go into Settings, General, Software Update, to see if you have one available for download." And in entertainment news, the Television Academy handed out trophies at the 2025 Emmy Awards on Sunday night. The 2025 Emmy Awards featured stars celebrating the best in television, with Severance leading all nominees with an impressive 27 nods. The White Lotus followed closely with 23 nominations, while The Pitt enjoyed 13 nominations. Notable nominations included Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey for The Last of Us. In comedy, Hacks received 14 nominations, with Jean Smart vying for her fourth Outstanding Actress prize. The leader in limited or anthology series was The Penguin, with 24 nominations. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and entrepreneur, Thomas Edison. And he said, "The value of an idea lies in the using of it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.